Hi, this is Nick with the Family Gamers on the floor at the Green Couch Games booth with Jason Kotarski. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great, Nick. How are you?
Pretty good. So what's been the favorite part of the con so far for you this weekend?
I think, we've got to show off Before the Earth Explodes to a bunch of people. It's our newest release. That's been really cool. But I also got to play Fiasco last night with some friends. It's the only role-playing game I've ever played.
Oh, okay.
But I love it. And that was a real highlight. You're making up the plot to like a Coen's Brothers style movie, so it's like a storytelling role-playing game. So played with the same group last year, and it's kind of like our new little tradition. That was a blast.
Oh, cool, awesome. So what do you guys have got going on here at Gen Con with Green Couch?
Yeah, so we just released Before the Earth Explodes, which is a game by Daryl Andrews and Adrian Adamskew, the team behind Sagrada and the new Speakeasy from Artana Games. It's a two-player kind of head-to-head game with kind of a rock, paper, scissors mechanic with four different ways to win. So that's been kind of a big one that we're showing off. We have the sample copy of Best Treehouse Ever, Forest of Fun, which is our upcoming game. It'll be out in a couple months. We're going to Kickstarter backers in about a month. It's a sequel to our best-selling game that was nominated for awards on the Board Game Geeks, Golden Geeks, the best family game, best card game. So we're really glad to follow that original game up with a way that you can add more players in, but it's a standalone game with its own twists. So we've been able to kind of show some of our backers the new production copy, kind of look forward to the future with that. And then we haven't officially announced it yet, but we have a new game coming out to Kickstarter this fall by Jason Slingerland, one of the hosts of the Building the Game podcast, and he's also the designer of Unreal Estate from the Grand Gamers Guild.
Oh, yes, I have that one myself too.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
Great game.
Yeah, so he's got a new game that we're doing together called Into the Black Forest, a cool kind of trick-taking area control, like weird little card game with just really like numbers on cards, kind of German style card game that takes place in the Black Forest where most of the German fairy tales are set.
Okay.
So yeah, so we've kind of been able to kind of get some feedback on that and start kind of showing people how that game plays, and it's been fun to see people kind of connect with that game and just kind of be here and be a part of the spectacle.
Cool. So let's talk a little bit about Force of Fun, since that's coming out pretty soon. So what are the big differences between the first version of the game, the Best Treehouse Ever, and this one?
Yeah, so at its heart, it's a drafting game where you're just choosing one card at a time, passing the cards around the table, but you're building a spatial tree. You have to keep it balanced and keep your colors connected, and everyone has a little say in how the cards are going to score. That's kind of the base game idea. So with Forest of Fun, we add variable player powers, these tiles where the kids in the game, you're playing as these kids building tree houses, have visited the forest and they have new skills. So it gives them kind of a special player power that allows them to break one of the rules in a unique way to them. There are animals that you can draft and place in your tree, and those score points based on specific colors that are adjacent to them at the end of the game. So a new way to score. And it also has some new ways of scoring. When you combine it together with the original copy, you can play up to 8 players, and there's a neat, a kind of a more social way of scoring where in the regular game, you place a game changer on one of the colors and you decide if it's going to double or if it's going to cancel. In the new game, you can propose that one of those are going to be canceled or doubled, but a second player around the table has to flip it over to approve that that choice you made. Or at the end, if it hasn't been approved, it gets removed and it's still worth 1 point per room. So plus there's a solo variant in the box.
Oh, really?
There is some more kind of bonus cards that are hidden objectives that work with the cards that are in Forest of Fun. So it's got a lot of neat new options of play and ways to just add more players around the table building, you know, big goofy tree houses.
Yeah. So how does the solo mode work?
The solo mode is you're drawing 2 cards at a time, and you are going to choose one of them, and you're just kind of going through the deck and trying to get the best score, placing the tree, building the coolest treehouse, but trying to just continually beat yourself to get a better score.
Okay, cool. All right. Is there any other games you like to talk about? I know you got Filler. You want to talk about Filler for a little bit?
Yeah, Filler is going to be coming out later this year from Jonathan Schaffer, and it's a really cool hand-building game. So it's kind of a twist on deck building because you're just you're building your hand of cards from just a few cards to more cards. simultaneous action selection. So you're going to play a card from your hand that has multi-use information on it. It has a time that you're going to show up to work. It has ingredients in your pantry that you can use to fill recipes. There's a row of recipes in the middle of the table. Everyone's going to play a card face down or reveal their cards. Whoever has the earliest time gets to go first because they showed up to work the earliest. Then they're going to use their other cards in their hand that have ingredients to fill recipe cards that are on the table. And when you can complete a recipe, that card goes into your hand, and that has new times and new ingredients, and it has some different ways to score honor and prestige. So it's kind of a like a baking show where you're filling treats and making these really tasty looking pastries, but you're just really kind of trying to efficiently build up your hand and collect points and get better times and better ingredients so you can get more points. And it has a real quick play time, like 15, 20 minutes a game. And it plays 1 to 6 players. So it has a solo variant,
yeah.
And it has, it goes all the way up to 6. So.
Okay, cool. And then for listeners that may not have heard of Green Couch Games, can you tell us a little bit about Green Couch Games and what you guys do and specialize in?
Yeah, absolutely. We love to make games that kind of our motto is that we make great little games that make great big connections. And the heart of that is just that we want to make games that are easy to learn and play under an hour, but bridge the gap between casual players that are looking for something to, just quick and easy to play, but it still has meaningful decisions. But it will also satisfy more serious gamers that are looking for a good filler while they're waiting for people to show up, or they want to play a few quick games on game night instead of, the one big long game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we try to make our themes very family-friendly and bright and attractive to kind of like reach the biggest audience we can, especially from the non-gamer world, and really have a variety of mechanisms that drive our games. So each game can kind of be an introduction into some different styles of gameplay. So, and a lot of them are card-based games that feel like board games packed into a very small package. So, yeah, we just love making little games that are portable and, quick kind of impulse buy prices,
yeah.
That you can just take wherever you go.
Yeah, speaking of that, one of my most logged plays is probably one of your first titles, I believe, is Fidelitas.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
That was the first game we did, and that was one that I co-designed with Philip DeBerry, and that game is, I'm still as proud of that game as the day we released it. So it's a very, very fun game. I'm glad that people are still out there playing it.
Yeah, we went on our family vacation a couple weeks back, and we brought it up, and we finally able to play a four-player game. We usually play like two with my coworkers at lunch, and we got to play it. I taught it to my brother-in-laws, and they had a blast. And
great.
Speaking of talking about a small box game, but it feels like a big board game I'm playing.
Right.
You just don't need the huge board to do it.
Yeah, that was the goal. Did you try the partner game with four players, or did you just do everybody on their own?
Everybody on their own. Yeah, ran out of time. Didn't try the partner, but now I'm gonna have to go now.
Yeah, that is the recommended mode for the four players because it controls some of the chaos. Like if I do something on turn one, it can change. Like by the time it gets to my turn again, the game state changes a lot.
Yeah.
But if I'm sitting across from a partner who can kind of try to figure out what I'm doing and help me towards my goals, it adds a nice little layer there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. Awesome. We'll have to try that. Yeah, because when we played. Somebody hit the score pretty soon. Everybody was having so much fun. Like, all right, we're just going to play till 10. So we had a pretty large board, and we had some of those like, oh my gosh, moments where people somebody cleared and was like, no, I was like one away from, everybody getting jovial and, yelling and, razzing each other while we were playing and stuff. So that's still one of my favorites of yours.
Awesome. I love hearing that.
Well, cool. Where can folks find you online?
Yeah, they can find me online at greencouchgames.com. I'm on Twitter at greencouchgames. I'm on Facebook at greencouchtabletop. I'm on Instagram at greencouchgames. I have a Facebook group called the 20 Minutes of Filler podcast. I occasionally put out a podcast called the 20 Minutes of Filler. And we just like to champion little games, not just my own games, but we talk about the little stuff that doesn't always get like the same platform that the bigger games do.
All right, well, thanks, Jason, for meeting with us. Is there anything else like you'd like to say to our audience before we part ways?
No, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to me, and I hope everybody will check out what we're up to.
Awesome, thanks a lot. Have a great one.
All right, thank you.